Unit 4. Curriculum Extra. Exercise 1. The Science of Happiness.
What makes us happy? Spending time with friends, playing our favourite sport, eating a big piece of cake. Surprisingly, the things that make us happy haven't changed much since the time the first humans lived in caves and hunted to survive. Social contact, physical exercise and delicious food have always made human beings happy. Why? The answer is simple. Emotions helped the first humans to survive. When we do something that increases our chance of survival, such as make friends with someone or eat high-calorie food, our brain rewards us with feelings of happiness. We will repeat the action in the future to get the same feeling. So, how exactly do our bodies produce feelings of happiness? First, receptors in the mouth, eyes, nose, skin, or ears receive information from our environment. For example, when we eat something delicious, taste receptors in the mouth receive the information and send electrical impulses. Cells called neurons carry the electrical impulses around the body. At the ending of the neuron cell, the impulse passes to another neuron cell, but the two cells do not touch. There is a small gap between the two cells called a synapse. The signal is carried across the synapse by special chemicals called neurotransmitters, which attach to receptor molecules on the receiving cell. The neurotransmitters, dopamine, serotonin, and endorphins, have a very important role in creating the brain's reward for useful behaviour, happiness.
Dopamine.
This neurotransmitter plays an important part in the brain's reward system. If you are enjoying a bar of chocolate, your body produces more dopamine and you feel good. Your brain is rewarding you for eating all those calories. Dopamine is also important for sleep.
Serotonin.
An increase in serotonin makes you feel happy. Like dopamine, it also helps you to sleep. Your body produces serotonin when you exercise and when you are in the sun. In winter, when the days are shorter and there isn't much sunshine, a lot of people experience feelings of sadness.
Endorphins.
If you hurt yourself or if you are feeling stressed, your body will produce endorphins to block the pain signals. But you don't need to be in pain to produce more endorphins. Exercise, laughter, and spicy food can have the same effect.